Hello, and welcome to Shine On, Sista, where you learn to shine your light in life, business, and beyond. All right, welcome to Shine On, Sista. Today we have Barb Wallach, who is a transformational coach and speaker who will really help you change your relationship with money from the inside out. She works with women around the world who are truly ready for lasting transformation. So just a little bit of background, because it's amazing what Barb has been up to. So she has 33 years of experience in the financial industry, working as a personal financial planner. She is a certified co-active life coach specializing as a tapping into wealth, right? And then Barb runs Feel the Fear and Do It Anyways workshops, which is so cool. And she also leads chakra dance, which is also amazing. She also loves teaching nutrition as a food and spirit practitioner. Her training as an NLP coach and timeline therapy practitioner and hypnotherapy certification also assists her clients in really going deep into the unconscious mind to clear all that no longer serves them. So Barb really brings all these tools and modalities and heart to helping her clients reach their highest potential in spirit and in finances and in life. So thank you, Barb, for being here.
Thank you for having me, Jennifer. That seems like a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I see it as like tools in your toolkit to really approach, you know, if someone comes to you with an issue, you like dig into your tools and you really are able to help them and customize the solutions.
Exactly.
Which is amazing.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I really like to drill down and get to the root.
Yeah. Really, really cool. So you definitely can hear the trajectory just in that. You were a personal finance planner and now you really work in, you know, the spiritual side and the magic and even just the invisible, you know, side of money. So how did you first get into personal finance, and then how did you get to do the work you're doing now?
Wow. Good question. I basically fell into the financial industry right out of high school.
Okay.
Right out of high school. Okay. I actually was working at a very physical job building life rafts. The type that go into the white capsule you throw in the water and then they blow up into this big round black thing with an orange top.
Uh-huh.
I made those back in the day when I was in high school. And, you know, I thought, I can't do this for the rest of my life. It's just not what I wanted to do. It was just sort of a time while I'm going to school thing. And a friend of mine worked at a visa center.
Mm-hmm.
Helping Visa customers and customer service. So I got a job in there and I never looked back.
Mm.
So my education was really in the financial industry. I grew up in the financial industry, took all my courses, my university courses were all paid through the financial industry. It was a great way to get educated and both in life and in courses. Yes.
Yeah. And so then, you know, Visa, that is very just like standard financial, you know, what we would all think of when we think of finances. But now you do so much, you know, so many other things. I know you deal with chakras and you deal with mindset and just even the transformational piece of money and mindset. So where did that come from?
Well, I think it first started out when I got pregnant with my daughter.
Okay.
I was 36 years old and got pregnant. And I'm all about jumping in with 2 feet.
Okay.
I'm going to confess. Let's just be real here.
Let's.
My career was amazing in the bank. And I was really good at what I did in the bank, but I was terrible with holding on to relationships. So I've been divorced twice.
Okay.
So when I met my third husband, I met him, we bought a house, moved in together, and got pregnant all at once.
Wow.
What the heck? And my life changed so drastically after that. I ended up having a very high-risk pregnancy, so we had to go on bed rest, and we almost lost her.
Oh, my gosh.
And I almost lost my life in delivery.
Wow.
Crazy, crazy.
Wow.
So your whole shift in how you view the world changes when you have a close call like that.
Yeah.
And when I went back to work, I wasn't as satisfied.
Mm.
and my values shifted, and theirs didn't.
Yeah, naturally.
Right? They were only interested in the bottom line. And as I got more and more into the last 10 years of my career, in the last year, it got so bad. I was so burnt out, so sick, so miserable. I'd go out for pizza with my husband at the little corner pizza place. And we'd have a pizza and I'd have a glass of wine and I'd sit there and cry the whole time.
Oh,
and the owner would come up and go, like, is she okay? And I'm like, yeah, well, yes, I'm okay, but no, I'm not.
Oh my gosh.
And just the industry has gotten so bad. I don't know what it's like down there, but I'm sure it's probably the same.
Mm-hmm.
You go in and all they want you to do is sell, earn commission. And, you know, yeah, they want you to look after your clients. But not in the way that I love to not only look after my clients, but love my clients as if they were my own. So me working for my clients versus working for the institution wasn't working out.
Yeah.
So I had to turn outwards. I had to go, like, what's going on? Why am I like this? Why am I so miserable?
Yeah.
And that led me to coaching and learning how to be a coach, but be coached as well. And then that led me to reading all the self-improvement books out there. And I fell in love with Wayne Dyer and Deepak Chopra.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've done most of Deepak's trainings.
Really?
And have met him a couple of times. And that has really made me realize that it's really not outside of you that you need to look after.
Mm-hmm.
You have no control of what's going on outside of you.
So true. Yeah.
So to look inside.
Yeah.
So once I figured that out, slowly, of course, it wasn't just like one day I went, I'm fixed.
Uh-huh.
It took a long time and I'm still unraveling.
Right.
Thing that, you know, I've experienced and how I view the world.
Mm.
There's no such thing as enlightenment, like, immediately. And so that led me to, like, why am I not healthy? Why am I sick all the time? That, which led me into nutrition, which led me into the chakras.
Okay.
Chakras, depending on which way you look at it. And a friend of mine was teaching chakra dance here. And I'm like, that is so cool and that is so interesting.
Yeah.
So I looked it up and I took the program online and became a chakra dance facilitator.
Oh, wow.
But what I found was that, you know, you go from 30 years of working in the bank.
Yeah.
As a financial person, very masculine dominated, even though women primarily are women employees these days.
Right, but energetically. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was very black and white. I was wearing the, you know, the gray suits, the pinstripe suits.
Mm-hmm.
They were boxy. I wasn't showing any of my figure. So lost myself. But when I started moving into the chakras and healing from the inside out, then the color came into my life. I had purple hair.
You are such a, I know you now, and all I know you for is color. Yeah.
Yeah. So my life just exploded into color. Yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds like you definitely, you know, have the tools at your disposal you have now is because that is what you used in it, what it took to get you out of a pain point, right? A painful moment, things needed to shift, you weren't satisfied and sick, which was a signal of things not going right. Because again, you know, someone listening right now might be in that same position, right? Where they're in pain or, you know, wanting something, maybe they want to be married or want to have kids and feel like, oh my gosh, you know, but my life won't support it right now. But that is the thing about life. It will continue on and the lessons you need will show up when you need them, right? And so that's what happened to you. And you went on a journey of seeking solutions and found them. And it's true. We continue to do that. It's a journey, not a destination. And just found different ways to support what your highest desire truly was and really getting back to you. So now we see Barb with purple hair and she always has on great colors and colorful personality. It's also hard for me to imagine, you being all about the bottom line when I know how much you are interested in people, the true essence of people and the spirit of people. So I can definitely see where that was a disconnect. So again, anyone listening who is in this in a similar position, because I too care about people, you know, and you know, now we both run businesses which do also need to be profitable, right? And
yes.
So I, you know, there's coaches and healers conscious entrepreneurs or hopeful conscious entrepreneurs listening. So how do you resolve, as you know, a money, you know, mindset expert, how do you resolve still caring about people, still needing to run a business, but then, and profitability matters too. How do you bridge that for yourself?
Basically, what I have discovered, and that was, you know, in any business that you do, what I ran into after I became, you know, I left obviously the corporate world and started my own business.
Yes.
And it actually started in health coaching because at that point in time, I didn't want anything to do with the financial industry. I was so, you know, upset with how they operate. So I thought, well, I need to heal myself. I took some programs and I started doing health coaching.
Yeah.
But I found that building a business wasn't so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why? I see people out there, they complain they're sick all the time. And it's the same with the money side, really.
Uh-huh.
You know, broke all the time, or I'm struggling, or I can't seem to build a relationship with somebody because they can't afford me, things like that.
Mm.
And I'm like, there's still a piece missing. What is it? Why don't people invest in themselves?
Mm-hmm.
They'd be sick, they'd rather be broke.
Mm.
You know, and complain about it.
Yeah.
And that's what led me to really going one level deeper into the mindset, and that's into the unconscious mind, and realizing that we need to learn how to love ourselves unquestionably and have confidence in ourselves unquestionably and believe that we're worthy and deserving in order to build a relationship with money.
Yeah.
And ourselves with money and ourselves with our health.
It's all interlinked.
It's all internal.
Yeah.
And it's all old. Typically, it's all old programming, whether it's this lifetime, our lifetime, or passed down to us through our parents, our grandparents, things like that.
Generational. Yeah.
Generational.
Yeah.
And if you believe in it, and we do, in the past life, right?
Yeah. So it's like in your DNA still.
In your DNA. It's in our source energy sometimes.
Yeah. And that's what you mean when you say you like to get to the root. That's like that kind of root where you're talking generational past lives, like root.
That's right. Well, wherever it is. And unless it's like anything, if you don't get the root out, if you even leave a little piece of the root in, the weed's going to grow back.
Yeah. Yeah, and with the vengeance sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's hard, you know, for anyone on a journey who is trying to uproot, you know, certain things. If they go the distance or go a distance and then it comes back, or they feel like they backslid or backpedaled, it becomes that much more difficult to try it again. So I love your approach to really get it, you know, the first time. Not that it's going to be easy or yummy all the time, but it's effective, right?
No. And, you know, move it, at least it clears the past away. So you're feeling a little bit lighter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have critical self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a whole team of critical self-talk, a whole team of people in there going, you know, you're not good enough. What are you doing? Why are you doing that? You're never going to be successful at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and there's so much stress around money and so much shame.
Totally.
And fear around money. Like, what are people going to think?
Yeah.
And if I have money or if I don't have money, like, you just can't win.
It can get complicated. And I do find, you know, I work typically with women as well. And you mentioned that worthiness piece. And I feel like that is such a big one as well. Or feeling worthy to invest in yourself, or feeling worthy to be paid for your talents and gifts and skills, you know, and receiving money for what you do. And I'm sure you work with men and women, but you focus on women, correct?
Or yeah, do you? Typically I focus on women.
Yeah.
They're the ones that really, I think maybe because we're more sensitive creatures energetically. And I'm not saying that for all, but.
Right.
And being in the roles that we're in, we went from the whole women's movement of equal rights, fighting for our rights, fighting to vote.
Yeah.
And jumping into what was very male dominated energy.
Yep.
You know, and physicality as well. But I think somewhere along the way, and this is my own personal opinion, we gave up the power of the feminine.
For sure. Yeah.
So now we're slowly trying to bring it back. All these beautiful light workers, heart-centered entrepreneurs
Yep.
are wanting to build successful businesses
Right.
and blend the masculine and the feminine
Yep.
together in a way that's super powerful. But we've almost gone too far one way sometimes, and it's hard to get back.
And just talking of a journey, we are kind of in the early stages of that journey, so it's kind of messy. But when I started learning about the masculine and feminine energies, that's the way I was taught was, yes, women have the empowerment movement, right, of being able to vote and just their voices being heard, but to be empowered was to take on the essence of a man versus it being empowered in another way. It's like, oh yay, now we can wear pants. Yay, now we can be in the boardroom and dress in this way. And so that's what it took. But now it's like, oh wait, we're not in our fully realized power when we're assuming the masculine actually, because we'll burn out and our energies are just different, our cycles are different. And so that is not us fully expressed actually. It's a piece of us. And so figuring out how to do business and different things, the feminine way, which is different, it's a different approach. And I know for
And I think
me, I was definitely raised with like the masculine model. And so I'm definitely on my own path of learning like the cycles. Like this past weekend, I just rested and allowed myself to take so many naps. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. I would have normally pushed through this. And so just learning and having the permission to listen, to what my body needs, and it's more of a feminine approach for sure.
That's right. Yeah, it's, success really is different for everybody, but it's our ability to take time out, to be quiet, to listen, to tune in to what not only our intuition is telling us, but what are the signals our body telling us. If we push down so many little symptoms that can build up to become
Well, it
illnesses.
manifests, yeah, and it calcifies, and it shows up somewhere else. It doesn't go away.
No, it doesn't until it's so bad that you have no choice but to listen.
Respond,
And that happened to me a couple of years ago. I was in a car accident the year that I left the industry and, just plowed on and I got a frozen shoulder. And that was the most painful thing I've ever had. But I couldn't sit, I couldn't walk, I couldn't lay down, I couldn't do anything. So I was almost like somebody had taken, the universe had taken and clamped me on the shoulder, held me there and said, just stop and
Ouch.
listen and figure stuff out, because I was cycling and cycling and cycling, trying to figure things out. But it was in the silence and in the stillness that I really got all the answers.
Wow, yeah. It's gonna it you can it's like we can either do this the easy way or the hard way, because it's coming.
I
So
like to do things the hard way, it seems.
I mean, I definitely have a history of that, but I've learned, it's coming no matter what. So it's like you can either get sat down, like you said, get clamped down in some way, or you can pay attention. Or when you get an inkling, it's like, okay, let's turn around, because that's what feelings really are, is they're giving us our signals and directions, and what I love, some coaches and healers feel like, oh, it's such a saturated market, or yeah, people aren't willing to invest in themselves. But really, that's one way you can look at it. But another way is that the universe right now is so rich with like people who can help you with these things. So if you don't have an education in it, if you don't have a background in it, just knowing that there's a way, that someone, you have such a, wealth of knowledge and so many things, that someone could just come to you and tell, just express what they're struggling with, and you would be able to help, right? And so it's not about having to know everything right away. It's just knowing that you can just reach out and find someone who can help guide you. And so that's really exciting.
And there's millions and millions of people in the world, and really, how many people do you need to have as clients on a month basis
To
to earn a
thrive.
good thing, to
It's
thrive?
true.
And people will be attracted to your energy, to words that you use.
Totally.
Yeah, you don't want to help everybody. Not everybody's for you.
Yeah, it is such
Me,
a
you
it's true.
know.
I agree, and it's freeing to know that and acknowledge that. So, let's see. When we're talking about just, money and the flow and accepting and receiving. So what do you find are the major blocks people, or maybe even women specifically, really run into in your work?
Typically, the blocks are around being visible.
Oh, yeah. So interesting.
Yeah, yeah. It's about visibility.
Yeah, super interesting. I didn't expect you to say that.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, the first thing I was going to say is deserving mm-hmm. and worthy, feeling worthy and deserving. And those are
yeah.
huge.
Yeah.
But I think the before that is about being visible.
Well, say more about that. What is that?
Well, when we put ourselves out there as we are who we are, mm-hmm. without the shields mm-hmm. and the layers and the every labels and everything like that, we open ourselves up to criticism, judgment. And yeah. if we're not feeling good about ourselves, then we want to run away.
Yeah.
So yeah. if we don't have the confidence, if we don't have the really strong belief that we're deserving and worthy.
On a real core level, right?
On a real core level, then being visible is going to trigger every single.
All of it. Ask me how I know.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, it's like going on stage naked in front of all your friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's some of the work that I do. And I don't, you know, I don't have people visualize themselves going up there naked. But,
yeah. but if you want
you know,
to.
There's a visualization that I will do. Uh-huh. Maybe I should. But, you know, with it, you know, I'll have them go up there on stage mm-hmm. with bright lights and with all their friends and family, coworkers, bosses, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
With a big sign
mm-hmm.
that says, I deserve to earn whatever X number of dollars. I am
Ooh.
Worthy. I am deserving.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get them to stand there in their visualization and check out the audience and mm-hmm. see what the audience has to say.
Mm.
You know, and then we go into the exercise around, you know, what are the faces mm-hmm. in the audience doing? Are they smiling? Are they cheering? Are they rolling their eyes? Mm-hmm. Are they crossing their arms?
And what that does is uncovers what your unconscious fear is. Got
yes.
it. Powerful.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
yeah. So, you know, I have a course, the Soul-Centered Business Creator. And so it's really about creating a business that is from your soul, right? That really, really matters. And I found for myself, and I definitely find with my clients too, that, you know, it's people coming from corporate, right? So they've done, you know, maybe they've led meetings or like I had done workshops and always, you know, always in corporate, but it is a far other thing when you are now daring to stand in front of a group or just stand up and talk about your soul-centered business, the thing that you truly care about. So, you know, my friends or family would be like, but you facilitate or you've done workshops forever, but it was such a different thing for me to talk about what I care about and the way that I care about, because that feels truly naked, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And, you know, the people listening, and I'm sure the people who come to you are on that same thread of wanting to do work that matters. And so that's when it does feel, you know, exposed, even if their life, they do stand up in front of people in a different way. But when you're representing Visa, that serves as a shield, right? So,
oh, for sure.
Yeah, that's super powerful and super poignant. And all of that does tie into worthiness and deserving. Yeah. And just being yeah. transparent, you know, allowing yourself to truly be seen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And we again, we are creatures of habit. And if you tap into on an unconscious level, your unconscious mind has several, what's the word is escaping me now, directives.
Okay.
And one of the prime directives of our unconscious mind is to keep us safe.
Right.
And if it views something that we're doing is not keeping us safe based on a past experience where we felt judged or criticized or not safe,
yeah,
it's going to rear its ugly head.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that it likes to do, one of its prime directives, is to always be right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a
so
dangerous one.
So it's going to seek experiences to prove itself right. So if all we've experienced in our lives is, hurt and anger and failure and judgment and criticism, it's hard to go out with a different point of view because our unconscious mind is going, yeah, but we've not experienced that. I don't know what that is.
Right. It's not proven.
We got to go in and clean that stuff up.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is real.
Program.
And the thing about it being on an unconscious level is that you're not conscious of it. So it really helps, and it behooves us all to have an outside person who is really well versed in this, you know, to be able to have that outside view. It's like, you know, when you're the picture in the frame, it's hard to see the frame. And so it takes someone outside of yourself to be able to help you uncover unconscious things, because they're unconscious, but they rule everything that you do. It really
does.
Right.
Yeah. It stores every single experience, memory, emotion, feeling right from the get out, whether from the womb or, like we said before, past lives, generational, it's all stored in our unconscious mind.
Yeah. Super powerful
to go in and actually clean that up.
Yeah.
But one of the things that a person can do without hiring a coach, really, is a tip here.
Yeah. You were taking the words right out of my mouth. I was going to ask you what's something someone could do right now to start shifting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think we mentioned it even before. our navigation system that tells us whether we're right or we're wrong or we're feeling good or we're feeling bad is our emotions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really pay attention.
If we're doing something that doesn't feel good, then we're not on the right path, or we're being held back by a belief and we need to make a shift. And so I would recommend that whoever's listening is check into your emotions. Are you feeling good? Are you feeling happy and joyful?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you feeling sad and fearful and irritable and worried, stressed out?
Mm-hmm.
And then go back to, well, what was I thinking? Then we go to our thoughts, because our thoughts will lead to how we're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
What am I thinking about? So our dominant thought that makes us feel sad or irritable or angry, and shift it, change the thought, break the state, focus on something that's a little bit lighter.
Yeah. And you'll equally true.
You'll immediately shift. Right. Well, so our emotions are a really good navigational system. If anybody is out there, listens to Abraham Hicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Abraham Hicks. And if you didn't know, look it up. Yeah.
Look
and we'll
up.
Include that in show notes too. And it sounds simple, like pay attention to how you're feeling. But I think, and especially for women listening, another thing that the masculine model told us is like tamper those things down and don't pay attention to your feelings. So some people, and I definitely needed this in the past too, is just permission to actually say, yes, your feelings do have, they matter. I was always told I'm oversensitive or over emotive or effusive or those kinds of things, but it's great because that means that your emotions and your feelings really speak to you. So it's not going to be hard for you to listen in, but sometimes you need permission because I think society right now doesn't allow for that. So
that's
definitely
right.
Just getting the permission to know that that's, like you said, it's a navigational system and it's going to really help you begin figuring out, what is going on an unconscious level. And then you are at choice. Then you get to choose. Is that truly how you want to feel? Is that truly how you want to think? Because so many, especially again, conscious entrepreneurs, healers, will find themselves that they have been actually thinking in a very scarcity way, but they truly know that they're a part of an abundant universe. And so once you just check in, then you are at choice to really shift that. So that's also super powerful. So
exactly.
Permission to listen to your feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. You have a choice. You can decide. And if you listen to what your energy is telling you, what your vibrations are telling you, your emotions, then you can then go, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's this all about? What am I thinking about? Or what am I doing that's not, making me feel so great? And then how can I shift it? Or how can I, it may be something you need to do in your business, but you can look at it from a different perspective as well.
Yeah.
And I think a point I want to raise here, in its perfect timing actually, is that, when we start our businesses and we want to come from the heart, we want to have a voice and listen to our intuition and connect with source. And it's all these higher upper chakra places we really want to develop and be in, you know, spiritual and come from that point of view. But what happens, what I'm seeing is that not a lot of people are actually healing the lower chakras.
Okay.
So they're not going to the root.
Because there's an actual root chakra for folks who don't know.
Root chakra, where really it develops in very early lifetime. And that's, you know, all around our emotions and our experiences with our family as a child.
Interesting. Right? Yeah.
So there's a lot of trauma that goes on there. So, you know, there's our root chakra and then there's our sacral chakra. I call it flow and then we call it flow in the food and spirit program. And, you know, it's emotions, it's our feminine and our sensuality and our creativity. We've been shut down as our little creative selves when we're children. And things that happen there. And then we move up into our solar plexus, which is all about fire. Right? It's all about confidence and action and, you know, and taking inspired action.
I love it.
Yeah. And if you're, you know, blocked or closed or too wide open, it shows up in many different ways. So if we can heal those lower chakras and let go of what the burdens and the traumas are and the beliefs we've picked up as younger people, then really tap into the heart center and go forth in our businesses.
In an effective and like safe way.
That's right.
You know what that's bringing up for me too is just acknowledging too how resilient we are. And that, you know, our bodies will take on certain things because as a way to protect us and to keep us going. And it is important to stop and heal certain parts because just because you're moving forward doesn't necessarily mean it's, you know, in the best or healthiest way. But our bodies will compensate for us and to keep us going. And so it's a beautiful, wonderful thing how resilient we really are. And again, deserving, you do deserve to be in the flow and in the ease. And some that takes, you know, inner work. And I love that you do work around your chakras because it's really, really powerful. It's really freeing. Sometimes it is just acknowledging or, you know, meditating every day or, you know, it doesn't always have to be so. It doesn't have to be hard. It's just like an acknowledging and focusing and paying attention and clearing. And you could be good to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to actually strike the word hard out of everybody's vocabulary.
Hard.
Hard.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, and there's a lot of, I actually had this conversation with a client the other day. She says, I'm really triggered by this word hard. She was reading somebody, a successful person said, in order to be successful, you have to work hard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but nobody wants to work hard, you know? Like hard is unbending, it's unyielding, it's unbreakable.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be flexible. You want to work through inspiration. And yes, you want to be dedicated and put the hours in and take inspired action.
Yeah.
Really, does it have to be hard?
Right. Well, there's so much there. You know, some people feel like then it's a worthiness thing. This is definitely one of like my karmic hurdles always. I'm aware of it now, but you know that you have to work hard to be successful. That is a coding, right? And so I think this what that also brought up for me though is that it's important that you definitely can be led and have teachers, but even if they're the top of your industry, if it doesn't resonate for you, it doesn't mean that has to be your path. And that we're all human. We all have things that we can impart to one another, but we also all have our stuff. So if that person's, one of her karmic challenges too, is that you have to work hard to be successful, then that's why that's showing up. And if your client has a different awareness, run with that. You know, it doesn't mean that she's wrong or that it has to be hard or anything like that. And I just love people being empowered that way. Like, yeah, get the nuggets from your gurus or teachers, but also if something doesn't resonate with you, just know that it's also a human, you know, having their spiritual experience as well, and that we're all working through different, you know, karmic hurdles. So just permission.
And, you know, it was great that she actually picked up on that.
Totally. Though. Yeah.
You know, and you know, having the belief that you have to work hard to make money or to be successful really is a block.
Totally. Totally.
I don't want to work hard. When I think working hard, I think, you know, working until my back is super sore or my fingers are, you know, bleeding. And I think really hard, like physical back breaking work of maybe generations ago. Not today.
Yeah. I
No.
definitely just know mine is sourced in the deserving, and I do think it's generational of, just like my grandma being, she grew up in the Depression and all of that, and the ideas that are passed down from deserving and being a woman and a woman of color and all of that positioning. But it's like we're in a different time. But if you believe that, then that becomes, and I've had experiences now though where you meet someone out when you're just doing your thing and they're like, hey, I could hire you as a coach. And it's like, well, that was easy and you were a dream client. And so it's just looking for evidence of what you truly want versus, once you're aware of a belief that doesn't serve you, then you're again at power to shift it.
That's
So,
right. Yeah.
yeah,
I
when
think a lot of people lose or miss a lot of closing opportunities because they try to oversell somebody when somebody's already said yes to whatever it is you want.
Yes.
And you're going like, it can't be that easy. It can't. It's a trick.
Exactly.
But in fact,
Yes.
no, that person's ready. Just bring them in.
It's so true. That's just like a lesson in allowing, right, and receiving. And I do think, again, with healers and conscious entrepreneurs and artists and creatives, that a lot of, yes, you probably study your craft, but a lot of what the source of why you even went into what you're going into is because you have a gift or a talent or just a propensity to be this way. And that also feels easy. And so I also feel people just block the sale, quotey fingers, because it's like I just showed up and someone was already interested. I've got to oversell them or I got to work hard or it can't be that easy. And they get suspicious instead of grateful, because not everyone has the magic that you have. And so I notice with my clients that it's part of just like teaching that you have magic and all you have to really do is show up.
That's
There's
right.
strategy and all that too, but you showing up as you and allowing is such a big part of it. The 90%, right? So
That's
super
right. That's
cool.
why I love doing what I do, unlocking the money vault and let that magic flow through.
Ooh, unlock the
So,
money vault.
yeah.
Yeah, so I mean you do so much and you know so much. So how can people learn more from you? 'Cause we're just scratching the tip of the
Oh my
iceberg.
God. Yeah, there is so much more. I would suggest that they go to my website,
Okay.
and that is www.inspiredwealthacademy.ca.
Beautiful. Yes,
And so
and
there's some information there.
perfect.
You know what? I truly invite them to hook up with me on Facebook too.
Okay.
I do a lot of crazy fun things on
You
Facebook.
do. So you can find Barb doing Facebook Lives. And again, so you're just going to get all these nuggets that you've been getting, here from her live on what's coming up for her and her clients. So that's a really great interactive way. And also, since you're so generous, you also came bearing gifts, right? So you have a gift for our listeners.
I do have a gift,
Thank you.
and what I would like anybody who's listening who would love to connect with me for an hour, I would love somebody to jump on a Zoom meeting with me, and we will do a money map session.
Yeah.
We're going to work on finding out where some of your money blocks are, and I'll give you some of the tools to be able to release the stress from those blocks so that you can think clearer, create better goals, and we'll just go from there. So an hour of coaching,
Beautiful.
basically.
An hour of free coaching to
Hour
unlock some money
coaching.
blocks. That
I
is.
don't. I very rarely ever do that, only because I feel that people need to show me the money in order
Yes.
to make the money themselves. There's got to be a give and receive.
Yeah, because there's an exchange, right?
Yeah.
So the ask is also like if you're really serious, right, and really going to activate, what you get out of this hour call, then definitely, some people have been like saging and praying and drum circling for a miracle. And so please consider this your miracle because Barb does amazing work. And again, we just talked about how many tools she has in her tool belt to really help you in the way that you need. So thank you so much for that generous gift. I really appreciate it. Just we even know just time, spending time with someone is such a gift. So
No, I love what I do, and I love connecting with others, and they light me up and energize me as much as
yeah.
I that I can return that favor and help them move forward in their lives and their businesses. And obtains financial success.
Beautiful.
Right? Gonna change the currency.
Right, exactly. I love the word currency for money as well, because it's so energetic and powerful. Yes. Awesome, Barb. Well, thank you so much for stopping by, sharing your knowledge and heart with us, and also for sharing that gift.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Jennifer. It's fun just to have a very casual conversation. And thank you to your listeners and your clients for listening. And I hope that we can connect again soon. And hey, guys, take me up on that offer.
Yeah. And tell Barb that you were the Shine On Sista podcast sent you.
Yeah. Woo. Gotta know that.
Yeah. Thanks, Barb.
Welcome. Shine on.
Bye. And if you loved that episode and you want to dive deeper into how to launch your soul-centered business online, I created a free training just for you. Go to jennifercovington.com/freebie and you can snag that training now. That's jennifercovington.com/FREEBIE, and you will be ready to go.